KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. It's a good week for documentaries. Bully and The Island President are both worth checking out. The subject of Lee Hirsch's Bully isn't bullies so much as their victims, school kids who suffer cruel and all too usual punishment for being different and defenseless. What Bully says about our species is dismaying, though unsurprising. Many kids will prey on weak classmates, especially at the age of raging hormones and incomplete brain circuitry. But what it says about educators in positions of power is troubling. Instead of embracing a policy of zero tolerance to protect the students entrusted to their care, some of the functionaries in the film seem baffled by what amounts to an epidemic with no moral compass to guide them. That makes it nothing less than appalling that the Motion Picture Association of America decided to give the film an R rating because of the brief use of explicit language. To counter that decision, the film's distributor, the Weinstein Company, is sending it out as unrated. It's a tactic that will gain access to some theater chains, but not to others. If reason prevails, though, the film will be seen and seen widely. Bully is a teaching tool, and the language in question turns on words commonly heard or used by the very kids who should be seeing it, both for enlightenment and solace. John Schenck's fascinating documentary, The Island President, personalizes the threat of global warming and nationalizes it, too, by focusing on Mohamed Nasheed, the former president of the Maldives. He was still president when the movie was shot, but forced out of office in February. The Maldives are a string of some 1,200 islands in the Indian Ocean and the lowest-lying nation on the planet. Since they'd be the first to be swamped by a significant rise in sea level, they could become the Canary Islands by providing early warning of calamity to come. The setting could hardly be more alluring. Azure seas, dazzlingly white beaches, a capital chock-a-block with modern buildings that look like they've been photoshopped onto some tiny tropical island. And Nasheed is extremely appealing with his quick wit and high wattage smile. He once called attention to his nation's vulnerability by holding a cabinet session underwater, and he pledged to make the Maldives carbon neutral within a decade through the use of green technology. The movie follows him to the 2009 climate summit in Copenhagen. He knows that he represents a bunch of small islands with no clout, as he puts it, but he wants to shake things up, and he does, with impassioned appeals for an agreement on reducing carbon emissions. The conference fails to commit the signatories to actually doing anything about global warming, but after it's over, Nasheed is still able to call his mother and tell her that the assembled nations reached an agreement in principle. That's high drama for a mother and son from such a low country. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.